I'm Steve Jess with Montana News. Montana's proposed rules for political campaigns need rewriting. That was the opinion of several public interest groups that testified during 2 days of public hearings Wednesday and Thursday at the state capitol. The rules proposed by Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Motel define when a public interest group qualifies as a political committee. Nikki Zupanik with the American Civil Liberties Union says they're too vague. Groups like hers might accidentally cross the line into the political realm.
The rules as written leave open the door that entities like ours will be forced to disclose a donor's contribution when that donor had no intention that the gift be used for political purposes. It's impractical and it's unfair.
The ACLU and the National Rifle Association might not agree on much, but they found common ground on this subject. The NRA submitted written comments saying the rules give Motel and his staff too much latitude to interpret the state's campaign laws. Motel's chief counsel, Jamie McNaughton, read the letter.
The commissioner is an unelected official. In addition to contributing to the uncertainty over what a provision means, this may lead to uneven interpretations or applications of the law.
The Montana AFL-CIO holds a similar view. Co-director Chris Cavazos says his union supported the dark money bill that passed out of this year's legislature, but thinks Motel's rules implementing the law are vague. He says they don't draw a clear dividing line between political committees, whose purpose is to influence election results, and incidental committees, groups that dabble in politics but whose primary purpose is something else, like promoting conservation or gun rights. Cavazos says Motel or some future commissioner might use the rules to play favorites.
Having such similar and broad definitions will certainly lead to uneven application from commissioner to commissioner, with the possibility of a commissioner designating a committee that they consider favorable at a lower disclosure threshold than they might deserve.
The coordination part of the rules also came under fire. Political groups that coordinate with parties or candidates can lose their independent status, bringing them under tighter scrutiny. Al Smith, executive director of the Montana Trial Lawyers, says the rules as written make it too easy for a group to cross that line as well.
Just because we have a donor who might have some contact with the candidate under New Rule 7, the committee could get dinged for a coordination under that. We don't think that would stand constitutional muster, and we don't think that that was the intention.
But not all the comments were negative. Several state lawmakers, including Republican Senators Ed Buttrey and Bruce Tutvett and Democratic Representative Marianne Dunwell, praised Motel's work. Motel himself is not unhappy that the hearings drew very few people to testify, just 25 witnesses over 14 hours. His next step is to appear before the State Administration and Veterans Affairs Committee, or SAVA, composed of 8 state lawmakers who will decide whether the rules go into effect or not.
We will say to SAVA, we gave opportunity for anybody who wished to comment on, object to, ask for clarification on these proposed rules during this hearing process. We will have responded to those in writing, and I believe that fulfills our function.
How do you feel about the fact that you didn't get more people to show up?
I don't think that was ever what we were looking at. I certainly did want any Montanan who wanted to come in and have an opportunity to speak. But the real issue was, did we give an opportunity? And that we did. So in that way, I am completely satisfied with these hearings.
The SAVA committee managed to throw a monkey wrench into the works just as the 2 days of hearings were drawing to a close. The committee pushed back its next meeting, when it will consider the new campaign rules, from October 14th to November 17th. The announcement gave no reason for delaying the vote by more than a month. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.